given Sunday, anybody can lose. You know what I mean? It don't matter who you're playing. Like, anybody can beat you at any time. So you just got to go out and be a professional and handle business.
What do you think the link is going to be like on Saturday?
I expect that thing to be rocking, man. You know, I think we are the best fans in the world. I mean, they show up wherever we go, whether we're home, away, they're there. You know what I mean? That's one thing I've noticed about Philadelphia Eagle fans. So I expect that thing to be rocking, man. We're going to be ready for it.
What were your impressions of Alex
Mills? I played against him a few times when he was in Cleveland. And I was a rookie in my second year over in Baltimore. But I think he's a good player. You know what I mean? I can't take nothing from him. You know, but I think that they're more deadly as a team. I don't see, you know, one guy that really stands out for them. You know what I mean? I think they have those type of players everywhere, you know, on the offense.
They're two running backs. I mean, they're clearly going to try to run it against you guys. You're as good as anybody in the league this year at that.
Right.
You feel pretty confident you can stop them?
We feel confident, you know, going into any game, you know, about what we do, man. You know, we can't take nothing from Atlanta. They're a great team. Great offense, great running backs. You know, like I said, I played with Devontae. I know what he's capable of doing. I know the aggressiveness that he plays with. You know what I mean? But, you know, they're not the only ones who are aggressive. You know what I mean? We got 11 dogs over here, too.
Both you and Nigel played with
Darby, too. All us played together, man.
Yeah. Hey, tell me, how would you describe the personality of the defensive line? You guys, as a unit.
Right. I think we just got a bunch of dogs over here, man. You know, guys that love football, guys that understand the way defense is supposed to be played. You know, and we try to stick to that script every day.
And the fact that you guys rotate and keep, you know, waves coming.
Right.
What does that do for keeping the level up?
I mean, it just helps us. You know, we're always intense no matter what quarter we're in. You know, and I think this defensive line, you know, especially, I think we're built to last. You know what I mean? It doesn't matter what comes up in the game, whether it's, you know, overtimes, whatever. If they need for us to go out there and play the whole game, I know we'll be ready. You know what I mean? So whatever's needed from the team, I think we got a bunch of guys who's willing to answer.
Is there some competition amongst the defensive linemen just in terms of who makes the plays, the sacks?
Every day competition, man. Like, it really don't matter. Like, practice, it doesn't matter. Every day is competition. Like, that's the number one thing I've learned since, you know, when I got here. I was like, dang, like, they compete about everything around here. Like, you know what I mean? So it's a good habit, you know, and it's definitely paid off for us.
What do Devontae Freeman and Tevin Coleman bring to the table as running back?
I think Coleman is more of a speed guy. You know, he want to beat you on your edges. He don't mind running between the tackles, but, you know, I think he's more of an edge guy. And Devontae, he's kind of a do-it-all. You know, you can give it to him out the backfield, throw it to him, sweeps in between tackles. It really don't matter with Freeman.
Shutting is running it, obviously, is a priority.
Every game. That's every game. That's every game. That's our priority, every single game. And that's why we're the number one running defense in the league. You know what I mean? It's paid off for us.
Tim, I know everyone's banged up like this time of year, but were you, like, hampered in any way? Is that, like, why you were inactive?
Nah, it wasn't nothing like that. You know, I think at this point in the season, you know, everybody's dealing with injuries. You know, if you're playing, you know, football on this level and something's not messed up with you right now, then that's probably not a good sign. You know what I mean? So, everybody, we just get healthy, man. It's that part of the year.
Tim, what's the best way to negate their speed? Because they do have a lot of speed in all facets.
We got a lot of speed, too, so I think it's going to play out just fine. I mean, they fast, we fast. Everybody fast, so we're going to see.
What do you guys
want to
hear from the crowd?
Just want to be loud, man. Get that thing rocking. You know what I mean? But at the end of the day, we know that's going to come. You know, we got rowdy fans, man. We're loyal. You know what I mean? And they've been in our corner the whole time. They followed us even on the road games. They had the road games feeling like home games sometimes. So I think it's going to be special in that Saturday night.
You haven't been here, but do you really have to realize how long fans have been waiting for a playoff game, especially at home here?
I probably don't realize it. You know what I mean? With this being my first year, you know, but I've just been focused on the reality. You know what I mean? The reality is we did it this year. We write what we worked for. This is everything that we worked for and talked about. You know what I mean? So all we got to do is at this point is just ignore, like, all the crowd noise, man, and just go out there and play. That's what it comes down to.
Are you surprised that you guys are going into this thing as a number one seed, as an underdog?
That's a little bit surprising. You know what I mean? But I'm not interested in that, honestly. You know what I mean? I, like I say, man, it's us versus them. I mean, you can't shake it. You can't look at it any other way. You know what I mean? Because when you go to starting to think about all these other things outside of, you know, what's important, then that's when bad things start happening.
How much? Like I said, like Fletcher said this week, you know, that makes him want to shut the doubters up.
I mean, you know, everybody, whatever gets you ready to go play football, you know, let that be your reason. But for me personally, I'm not even concerned about who the underdog is, all the other stuff. I don't care about that.
How important will it be for the line to set that tone to kind of win that battle up front, especially, I mean, and is it important for you guys to kind of come in and start fast?
I mean, it's very important, man. You know, every coach says it, every team says that the battle, you know, is won up front. You know what I mean? So it's going to be important for us to go in there and just and be dominant. You know what I mean? And let the world know that we're for real.